duct tape. Duct tape on Rosie on the house. We used to call it 200 mile an hour tape, too.
What does that mean?
Well, NASCAR uses an awful lot of it.
Oh, do they?
You know, you get your old fenders banged up a little bit. You get into the pit stop and you just tape over the area so you can maintain your aerodynamic form of the car.
Well, with 250 colors to choose from now, you probably don't even notice it's on there, right?
How about that? And how about that?
Did you know that they also make scented duct tape?
No, I did not know they made scented
duct tape.
Is this like the man candles that have dirty sock candles?
No, these are cupcake.
Come on.
Lemon, orange cream, mint, grape, or bubble gum.
Scented. How long does the scent last?
Now, I don't know.
We haven't field tested any of this yet.
No, I don't plan to.
Right?
I think I get a headache just thinking about it.
Oh, man.
And where would you use duct tape? I'm thinking of repairing things. Where would you use it that you felt you needed a scent?
Romy, you need to go on Pinterest, honestly. The girls, doesn't Tinley...
The prom dress, the cupcake-smelling prom dress?
There you go.
Well, Tinley, your little Tinley makes, wallets? You know, the kids would love that. I'll take a blue and grape, you know? Kids love that kind of stuff.
A blue
they love
duct
scents.
Tape, grape-smelling wallet.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
Very good. Very good. Hey, sometime during the show, every Saturday, we talk about Arizona staycations. And occasionally, we come across an opportunity to share with y'all a staycation with a purpose. And we've got one of those going on September 20th in Bonita, Arizona, which is down there around Wilcox. Listen, if you'd like to get out and help the Arizona Game and Fish Department establish or clean up an area for the benefit of wildlife, you can get in touch. The people that are pulling this off are the Arizona Antelope Foundation in cooperation with Arizona Game and Fish. It's going to be September 20th. They're setting up the campground that will be at the intersection of Arizona 191, which is the road that goes, you know, all up and down the east part of Arizona, right parallel with the New Mexico border. It's over there just above Wilcox. Campground there. Going to set it up. There's going to be a one-day event, and they're recommending you're going to want to bring work gloves, water, snacks. It'd be a good place for the, what are your gloves called? Armor All?
Thorn Armor.
Thorn Armor. Mm-hmm. Maybe one of our Jeopardy winner today can win a pair of those gloves and go work September 20th with the Arizona Antelope Foundation. And what they're trying to do is they have established 10,000 acres to clean up over the next 5 years, and they're removing the trees. Jennifer, when we were down there at the Bull Rock Ranch, we saw evidence of this, where they were piling up acres and acres and miles of those mesquite trees.
I asked you. Yeah.
And they're opening it back up as the grasslands that'll help the antelope herd down there, the pronghorns. So if you want more information or if you want to try and turn that into a family staycation with a purpose, you contact them at info@antelope.org. info@antelope.org by September 16th, because they are going to be feeding you the dinner that night that you come and help. So info@antelope.org. A great opportunity to get out and see a beautiful corner of Arizona called the Sulphur Springs Valley. Romy, we've got emails you want to talk about?
We do. Joseph wrote in and he has a very interesting product that he's working with, or a very interesting problem, excuse me. Brand new plasma TV. I say brand new. He's had it 2 years. But every single time, he turns his TV on, as well as the AM band radio, there's interference. What could be the problem? So we reached out to who else when it comes to TVs than Stably Home Electronics. And what he said is there's got to be where they've wired it together. We were talking a couple weeks ago about the fact that, you know, you've got to run a designated line.
Yeah.
For your plasma TV to plug it in for electricity.
Yeah.
He said that the most likely answer is he's got it plugged into a power strip with the radio plugged into it as well, and it's not properly wired up, and that's where the interference is being caused. It's so we will try that and give an update. But I thought that was an interesting one. I never got that one before. And then I've got like three questions on roofing, and this probably has to do with the amount of rain that has come in over the last couple weeks throughout the entire state. And these go all the way from Prescott down to Tucson, starting in Tucson. Said in, y'all spoke about metal roof being great, as well as insulating the interior underneath the sheathing. I have a flat roof. Is it possible that I can take that flat roof off and put a metal roof on and insulate it cathedral style like you were talking about? Well, yes and no. If you, and this woman's name is Sherry. If you were keeping it flat, metal is not rated for flat roofs. And I don't know the exact pitch that's required. I think it's a 312 for minimum for a roof. It might be a 212, but you would either have to angle it off to the back and put the metal roof on or install a pitch. So it's probably a lot more expensive on the infrastructure to make it that way than it is actually doing it. So that's one thing. But if you want to talk about cathedral-style roofing, just to clarify what that is.
The cathedral insulation is where we go in with an attic home, and we remove all the insulation, and we don't insulate the attic between the attic and the house. We actually insulate the roof from the outside, so you're actually creating an insulated space inside your attic. It actually allows the air, all the ductwork, to be circulating the air-conditioned air in a more thermally stable environment than in an extremely hot attic. It has kind of caught on here in about the last 15 years. If you're have an existing home, I can tell you it's fairly hard to do that properly in a remodel. It can be done. Our certified insulation contractor, Banker Insulation, does do a fair amount of that. But one of the reasons people opt for or are attracted to that is because they're trying to cut down the temperature in their attic. And I'm going to tell you, even in the middle of the summer, the temperature in your attic doesn't contribute to your air conditioning bill near as much as you think it does. So just having a good R30 or R38 above the ceiling of your house is about as far as you need to take it. You don't need to go the whole way. Now, if you're building from scratch, you're building a new home, well, then the cathedral insulation is certainly a great consideration. Let's see if we can get – oh, go ahead, bud.
Hey, if you got calls, we can go to them. But before we do, let me address Bob's email here, because a lot of people are going to be in the same situation. And this is Bob's in Phoenix area, and he says, I've had two roofers come out. One of them says – to go ahead and replace everything right now. The other one says, I'm good for another 3 or 4 years. How can these two answers be so different? Well, honestly, Bob, they're really not all that different when you consider that they sell roofs now up to a 50-year warranty for the materials. You know, yours probably was not. It was probably a 20-year roof. 3 years in that 20-year lifespan is not that big a deal. So it's, what do you want to do? Do you want to take the risk that you can do some repair and limp it along a little bit, or replace it now? The benefit of replacing it now is you don't have to wait to replace it when you've got a huge problem. just assume that those leaks, that those repairs on those leaks didn't work. You're not going to know till the next big rain. So you could potentially end up with a much bigger problem in replacing a lot of the insulation inside. So replacing it now would give you that satisfactory of knowing you're in a great shape. Now, the benefit of cheating it on another 3 or 4 years, well, you can do exactly that, and that obviously puts off that expense for a couple years if you needed to save for it. Just be ready if it is that close to the end. The more moving and walking around you can do on an old roof, the more you could potentially tear it up and create new leaks that weren't developed while you were trying to fix the old one.
That's right. Exactly. All right. Let's bring Dave into the conversation, who's called in from Phoenix. Mr. Dave, how can we help you this morning? Thanks for calling in to Rosie on the House.
Good morning, fellas. I'm building a pergola, and What I did is I went and found small telephone poles and had them ripped down to size. And I've done this before, but I've always bought telephone poles that had already been ripped, and I just bought the wood. These are so fresh that the creosote smell is really, really strong. And on top of that, one or two of the poles had so much in it that there's kind of an oily film. It's not motor oil bad, but it's more linseed oil. And I'd like to put something over it. I don't really want to change the color so much as I just want to try to keep that creosote inside the pole, keep the smell down, and keep that oily film off of myself, my guests, when we might lean up against the thing.
Now, Dave, where did you find these poles?
Well, that's top secret.
Yeah, okay. So
let's just say there's a lot of them on Craigslist, but if you want to use them for that kind of thing, you definitely got to have some knowledge and what's the term, kiss a lot of frogs. I probably went through 70 or 80 poles to find 10 good ones.
Oh, mercy. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, you stumped me on this, but he didn't stump you.
Well, I would just suggest calling Porter Barnwood. They deal with used wood products all day long. They do a wonderful job in repurposing and getting things ready. I would just give him a call and ask him.
They're located in Phoenix.
Phoenix, mm-hmm.
What's the name of the company?
Porter Barnwood.
Porter Barnwood.
Porter, okay. P as in Paul, Porter.
Well, okay, Porter. Mm-hmm. All right.
Great site. You can go down there. They'll talk to you. They're just great young men, great guys.
But that is a challenge because it sounds like they're so freshly ingrained with the creosote, Dave. You certainly wouldn't want, because creosote actually is a fairly aggressive. It'll burn your skin if you have it on there long enough. It'll certainly eat up clothes, and it's not considered anything that you generally want to spend a lot of time around. So proceed with caution. That would be my only note.
Okay, thanks, fellas.
Okay, Dave.
So that is a nice rustic look. I mean, my first container gardens at the new place were railroad ties, but man, I had to put multiple thick layers of plastic to insulate the soils from the creosote.
Yeah, they actually tell you in creating your raised planter beds that anything in a creosote, old railroad tie or telephone pole is the not one of the top selections for products.
Yeah, you really got to line the interior to make that buffer.
You really do. All right, folks, wrap it up here. We've got one more segment of Rosie on the House, and we've been talking duct tape most of the day long. Certainly appreciate y'all tuning in. We'll be back after this, wrap everything up of hour 3 for Rosie on the House.